This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to the last Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast of the week with me, Andy Goldstein. What a week it's been of podcasts. Yeah, they've been the normal amount that we always put out in a week. And what a podcast we have got coming up for you today. Free of charge, so stop moaning. You didn't pay anything for it. You didn't even have to download it. It just appeared. Literally just appeared on your phone or on your iPod or on your iPad or on your iShuffle or just anything. Anyway, enough talk of shuffling. Let's talk about this wonderful podcast. And it begins, of course, with the best show on the radio. Not just TalkSport, but, oh, happens to be mine, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. with phone-in and reaction to Wolves' game against Liverpool. And, of course, there was a game in the FA Cup that no one seems to care about. Don't even know who that was, but I don't think we took any calls on that anyway. Here are the calls on my show from last night.
Wolves 1, Liverpool 2. They've done it again. It's Firmino who struck home. Salah was bundling his way through on the right edge of the area. The ball then fell kindly to Firmino, who absolutely leathered it beyond the keeper.
We'll talk about Liverpool and tonight's game. I think what makes us different at the moment is, you know, when we were under the cosh for that short space of time in the second half, you know, to have a keeper like Alisson beating in between the sticks, you know, it just reminds me of the years when United was successful with Schmeichel. You know, the amount of times he pulled them out the hat, you know what I mean, with those saves. And, you know, we've got that now in that keeper in abundance. And, you know, that can only spread, you know, confidence amongst the rest of the players then to kick on and win matches, which we are doing, you know, quite often now. Now, looking at the bigger picture of the game itself, to say Wolves were the better team, all right, you know, they had probably more possession of the ball, and they are a good team. I'm never underestimating that. But, you know, for an away performance from Liverpool there, you know, we couldn't have asked for much more, you know, from the management to the players on the pitch. Klopp identified it when we were under the cosh. He changed the system. He brought Fabinho on. We went 4-4-2, and that really did nullify Wolves then, which enabled us then to get the winning goal and, you know, just about hang on. So, as I say, from my point of view as a Liverpool supporter, I can't ask for no more from my team on a match like that tonight, because beforehand, I said to a few people, I'd take a draw out of that game, you know what I mean? But to come away with the 3 points is absolutely a huge step towards the Premier League.
Flick towards the back, and Mullin scores for Tranmere Rovers in the third round replay in extra time against Premier League Watford, who have a wobble on the Wirral.
Nigel, I mean, the pitch played its part tonight, and then you go into...
No, not really. I don't think... No, I think it's the same for everybody. I think what they showed is that they've got experience and they had a lot of desire, and got a few words at half-time. So I think we, in the first half, we were second best in terms of a bit of desire, and maybe that's a steep learning curve for some of our young players who think they can possibly just turn out and show people what they can do. You've got to earn the right in every game that you play, and I thought we saw a big improvement in the second half, and we knew the pitch was going to be difficult.
Let's speak to Luke, who's a Tranmere fan. Hello, Luke. Good evening.
All right, Lukey.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did you go tonight?
Yeah, it went tonight. It was amazing. The best atmosphere I'd seen in a while.
Go on, I've seen nothing. Talk me through it, Luke. Who were the better team?
We were the better team from the start, and you could tell that they didn't want it at all and didn't want to play on that pitch. And they had a few chances, but they weren't coming close to how we played.
What do you mean they didn't want it, Luke? Explain that.
Well, let's be honest, their focus is to stay up the season in the Premier League and not to be having replays against the League One side. And you could tell from the get-go that they weren't confident, and they didn't put in as much as we did, because it was a massive game for us, and I'm pretty sure for them, you know, obviously it's Premier League survival that they're going for.
Luke, tell everyone about the pitch. I've seen some footage on social media. I heard our commentary, and it was Sam Matterface or Sags, one of them, describing it as a sandpit. It looked pretty rubbish, the pitch. I'm guessing that's a little bit of a leveller.
Yeah, I'll be honest, yeah. Recently, it has gone downhill with like Liverpool ladies playing on it as well. So it has had a lot of wear and tear, but let's be honest, you've got to use it to our advantage, which we did tonight, and Watford didn't like that. So,
are you looking forward to the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I am. And just like Watford, I don't think Man United will be up to it, because Premier League teams are not going to be wanting to come to a League One side, and I'm confident for it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm very confident.
Time now to move on to Jim White's show. And for some reason, Jim White was just doing an impression of Jermaine Pennant throughout the whole 3 hours. Very bizarre. Anyway, alongside Jim and Natalie was Glenn Johnson. They were talking about when Roy Hodgson was at Liverpool, he would scare the team by setting up defensively and knocking their confidence. Very, very pleased with the way things are going. No, that was me. This is them.
When Hodgson was there, we used to go into the games at Anfield where you're thinking, you're looking forward to the game, thinking we could put on a show here and really, really put these to bed early. And he had installed fear into us before the game where I remember the specific time was against Wolves. And you're thinking, we're miles better than them, just let's go and play. But it was all week, it was rigid training. The team was so negative, and it was like you say, it was just almost trying to not lose than it was rather than just putting them to the sword. And the players do look at that and think, like, what's actually going on here? Does he not believe in us? Does he actually think we're not that much better than them? So it does leak onto the pitch. So the players themselves would have been thinking, we don't know what's going on here.
Time now for a bit of drive time, where the ginger fella with bright shirts was alongside Darren Goff. Well, I say alongside him. I mean, Goffy was swanning it out in South Africa whilst Darren was hard at work in England. So I decided to connect an ISDN line, technical, Google it. And that meant, of course, they were together on the radio. This is them, more Durham though, talking about Manchester United on their show at Drive Time. We've called Drive.
Oh, chance, and Burnley have the owner, and the ball's just been lofted over the top, and Chris Wood has latched on the end of it out of nowhere.
I'm just going to quickly say about the first goal, which is what proves to me that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not the man. We all know what Burnley are going to do. We all know they're going to be 4-4-2. We all know at set pieces they're going to pump it into the box. One of the centre-halves will go up for the header, and one of the strikers will try and get on the second ball. Jones gives away a needless free kick on halfway. Burnley pump it into the box towards Ben Mee and Tarkowski. Mee heads it down. Wood finishes. Literally everyone knows Burnley will be doing that. And it's exactly what they did. So Ole Gunnar Solskjaer knew about it, surely. Did he have a plan to stop it? Clearly not. His players gave away the free kick. They didn't win the first ball, and they were slow to the second ball. His team was not properly prepared. So you can talk all you like about what the Glazers should be doing, what Ed Woodward should be doing. His job is to prepare the team properly for the game. And they lost that game last night. They were very much second best to a very well-organised and effective Burnley side. But they were second best because the manager got it wrong. He has taken Cardiff down. He was the manager of Mulder. City have got Pep. Liverpool have got Klopp. Man United have got the man who took Cardiff down. Now, if they appoint a decent manager with a good CV, I don't know if it'll take them up to where City and Liverpool are, but I do know it's not going to work with this manager. There's other areas of the club that need addressing, of course. But come on, everybody's got to be honest. Club legend. It just ain't working. And when he doesn't prepare his team properly, Darren, for Burnley, surely we must all see what's right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. I think one of the problems as well is with all the legends at United who all wanted Solskjaer at the wheel are still backing him to this moment, so you've got to stick with him. The problem I see with Manchester United, you only have to look up. I don't want to reel off all his stats as a manager about losing games more than he's won and points he's got from the games, back-to-back defeats and all that stuff. But what I see from him, Man United over the past few years is the changeover of managers and some good managers in there, some big name managers, but the players they have signed at that football club has been ridiculous. They are not Manchester United players, and that's one of the problems about keep changing managers with the players coming in. The only rescuing fact with Solskjaer, if he did get rid of him, he hasn't really brought in any of the players, has he? If we're honest, they were brought in before he started making them decisions. But what I see is no ideas. There's no invention of play. There's no fight. Slow style of play against Burnley last night again. I mean, everything about them. And when you've got Pereira in your side and Jones, they wonder why Manchester United are losing 2-0 at Burnley. There you go.
You're right. Ollie's defended Ed Woodward. He said he has conversations with him. They know what they want from each other. So he's defended him. So that's his public stance on it. And that's all the fans can go off. But I look at Manchester United. Is their best keeper at Sheffield United? Is one of their better centre-halves, who probably would be playing last night on loan in Italy, Chris Smalling? Paul Pogba is injured at the moment, but they want him out of the football club for some bizarre reason. Some pundits seem to want to blame him for last night. He's nowhere near the pitch. Of course, they improve with Pogba in the football team. They need to get him back fit and keep him, not send him off somewhere else so he can be brilliant elsewhere. And their best goal scorer was sent off to play for Inter Milan. So that's your spine of your team. Henderson, Smalling, Pogba and Lukaku. Where are they? Mm-hmm. I find it absolutely extraordinary what's been going on at Man United. So, yeah, behind the scenes, Ed Woodward and co, yeah, lots to answer for. But please, come on, do not tell me Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the manager who is going to take this team back to the top or even close to the top. It ain't going to happen. And Ali McCoist this morning saying, yeah, they're fifth, it's where they belong. They ain't going to be fifth much longer. Certainly not playing like that. There's teams breathing down their neck. Spurs aren't playing particularly well. They're in sight of them. You've got Wolves who are in sight of them as well. I think it's extraordinary.
Now, if you're listening to this podcast round about, 8 a.m. till later on in the day, there's every chance while you're listening to my voice now, you could be listening to live cricket commentary on TalkSport 2 of South Africa against England. Of course, you're not, so well done. Here's Macca anyway, with Stuart Broad looking ahead to that fourth test, which is now underway, South Africa against England. I've already told you when it starts. It's on now. Don't bother turning on to it. You won't hear anything. Nothing happens slowly in cricket. But if you do, it's live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
What keeps you going in Test cricket? What drives you? What is that burning thing inside you still? Because you've been doing this now for 12 years. It would be easy for you to get jaded. What is it that makes you want to get out of bed in the morning and put bowling boots on?
I mean, winning Test matches is a very special feeling. You feel like you've gone through a huge amount with a squad, a group of players to get that end result. A part of that is taking wickets for your team and the celebrating of wickets and that sort of thing. And I love the sort of tactical side of the game. It really fascinates me how you can change momentum and change the balance of the game with the mental side and tactical field placements and stuff like that. The game just fascinates me still, and I've always said I'm a very competitive person. As soon as the fire in my belly disappears, so will my bowling boots. But the fire is certainly still there. I've had a pretty good calendar year from the changes I've made in my run-up, and I think that was an important mental thing for me to do, that continuous improvement, make a bit of a change in the style of my run-up, shorten it, get my knees higher, and control my delivery stride length, which has helped my accuracy as well. So there's a few things that inspire me. Winning games for England, Jimmy Anderson's a big inspiration for me, seeing how he's gone about his business since the age of 33, and I still think 33 is not that old, really. I mean, I have been playing quite a long time, but I think sometimes people think I'm a bit older than I am. But yeah, I'm still loving it, and actually I'm getting a lot of energy off the young players coming through. There's some really great people involved in the England team at the minute, and I know the team's in brilliant hands as well. You know, the bowlers coming through, Jofra, Sam Curran, Bessie Pope is one of the best young prospects I've ever seen. So it's great to be around these guys and see how much they love playing Test cricket for England. And I think that gets overlooked sometimes. But there's 21-year-olds here who are living the dream playing Test cricket for England. And there's a bit of a myth sometimes that young players just want to play T20. And I can guarantee you that's not the case.
Time now to check in with Paul and Angry Jacobs, as in Paul Hawksby and Angry Jacobs. They're not married, although they've been together for so long, they actually couldn't be. They don't find each other attractive. They've never been married. Anyway, here's Paul and Andy.
I've got a T20 birthday spread. Now, we've got a new tech op on today. Well, yeah. To him, and I think he's from Camera, the campaign for Real Ale.
Oh, OK. Nice old reference there, yeah.
I think they're still going, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, yeah, very much so. You'll get me specific gravity John's meter out next time I have a pint.
John's just sorting it out, so...
OK, you're going to be doing that for us. In the meantime, let me tell you about Marcus Armitage, former jockey and journalist, writing the other day about what he thinks is that he couldn't remember a Scouse jump jockey. Met plenty of fat jockeys, Franny Norton and Martin Dwyer, etc., but he says that's all changed. Before we come on to Pele, let me finish this. I've Pele under this story.
Pele.
And it's a good little story. It comes back to football.
Cheltenham, Pele.
His name is Jamie Neild. He's a fine writer. He's an amateur. But with plans to turn conditional, apparently. And he was at Liverpool as a kid. He's an Evertonian. And even when he went and trained at Liverpool, he'd wear an Everton shirt under his training kit.
Really?
Because he just couldn't bring himself to put on the red without the blue. But was released by Liverpool, went to Blackburn, released by Liverpool for what reason, Andy? Being...
too short.
Too small, that's right. Oh. And it kind of, given up on his football, went and played a bit of non-league.
I never understand that in football. When you think the two out of the three greatest players, not you, Pele, you're the greatest player of all time, but two of the other three greatest
players. Diego and Lionel Messi.
5'4".
Yeah. So when you get kicked out of a club for being too small, and two of the greatest of all time are too small.
Although,
Messi did take a growth hormone to get himself up to about, 5'7", didn't he?
Oh, is he 5'7"?
5'6", 5'7". Yeah, that's the old reason.
I thought he was only about 5'6".
He went to Barcelona because they were...
No, I know about the growth hormone,
to get him through that.
I wish I'd heard about it when I was young.
Yeah, it would have been good for you.
Is it
maybe
too late?
Talk Sport can sponsor you. By the time... within 2 years, you could be 6'3".
It's all gone horribly wrong. I mean,
Brendan Rodgers might be trying to sign you.
Next time Richard Osman comes in, he'll be, blimey, you've grown, Andy.
That might happen. Fantastic. Okay, the gaffer's outside. We'll ask him if he'll put the money up for you.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now a lovely story here. If we've got good editorial values on the show, we'll put some sort of love music under this bit. Have we got it? Oh, we have. Excellent. This is Brentford's Ethan Pinnock. Google him. He does play for Brentford. Google them. They are a football team. Anyway, trust me. As I was saying, he's always had the belief that he could make it as a footballer. And here's his story of him making it as a footballer, down to his belief of making it. He was talking to the Moose after being released by Millwall 15. He wasn't talking to the Moose after... You'll understand. Just listen to it. I'll stop the music.
You always have that doubt once that does happen to you. But, you got to... I think in life you always got to have another plan. So obviously I made sure that I had other things in place if I didn't make it, but I always kind of kept that belief, obviously when I was playing at Dulwich, the manager was really good. He helped me keep me focused and get me back to enjoying football, and luckily it worked out in the end.
Were there ever any days when you thought you weren't going to be a footballer?
You know, there are days when you doubt, you know, I was at uni, I was working and things like that. So it's hard to put all my energy into football, into training and things like that, because there's so much things you got to do. I always kept the belief, and, you know, having a good family around me as well helped support me.
And staying with Brentford, why? Well, I have to, I've got to read this out. At 12:45 on Saturday, part of Game Day, it's Brentford against Leicester in the FA Cup fourth round. Mark Saggers, will you stop? Mark Saggers presents from Griffin Park. Commentary comes from Ryland Matterface, Sam Matterface, my mistake, Matt Holland and Martin Allen, the Mad Dog, alongside.
Nobody calls me Mad Dog.
Now, time to check in with Alan Bazile on the Alan Bazile Sports Breakfast Show. And a bizarre statement came out of Alan's mouth, which is not unusual, but this one is one of the most weird he's ever come up with. Alan Bazile claims that he's missed 4 days of work in 20 years. He's missed over 700 of them through alcohol, but he's only missed 4 from being ill.
20% of us have never faked an illness to get off work. Are you one of those 20%?
Say that again, that...
20%. I have missed 4 days in 20 years. That's a great shout from behind that window. Saved by the news.
Oh, dear. Now look at the time, doesn't it fly? 9:30, Jenny.
Now, not long to go before the podcast is over, but fear not, my podcast-loving friends, because the best bits of my show, apart from the best bits that we heard from earlier, the other best bits, two lots of best bits. Yeah, there's loads of best bits from my show here. They are. Hello, Josh, off you go.
Well, it's just a bit of a random Vegas story, but I can't give any names. You'll understand why afterwards.
Okay, go on, Josh.
We went on a lads trip to Vegas. Second day in, we went to the, there's like an outlet shopping centre at the end of each end of the strip.
Yep.
Went into Hollister. On the door is the sexiest, like, Hollister model-looking girl you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yep.
Straight away, my mate, who let me add sort of girlfriend, straight up to her, went, all right. She goes, lads, let me stop you there before I even, don't waste your time. I'm a Christian. I don't believe in sex before marriage. But honestly, don't waste your time. So my mate's like, please, just come out of us, come out of us. Don't worry about it. We're not interested in that. We just want to have a laugh, etc. So to cut it to the long story proper short, they literally just came out of us that night. My mate was grafted on her for 3 days. We managed to get her married by Elvis. And then she was literally in the airport crying, holding his face, going, I can't wait to move to England with you. I love you, I love you. Get back on the plane back to England. He's like, mate, don't worry, lads, I'll just get her annulled. When we got back, we rang the Nevada State to obviously get it annulled. They said, no, because your mate signed it, it's legally binding. So my mate's still married to this girl in Vegas today. He's had to delete all his social media, change his phone number and move out in case she turns up.
So why does he... I mean, by all, it sounds to me like he's struck gold. Why is he running away from this situation?
Well, I think he was doing it just to be like a lad, but like she was like, no, it's never happening. Like, I don't believe in... And I just feel a bit sorry for her because she, like, got a bit duped. She's literally in love, crossing at the airport.
But, Josh...
And then he actually come home to his missus and said,
No, he did tell us that at the start. He's got a girlfriend over here. You did tell us that.
Yeah, yeah. But he was engaged, so he suddenly had to come back from Vegas.
Oh, my God.
His missus that he doesn't believe in marriage anymore. They need to move house and change his phone number.
So his girlfriend, who's he engaged to, doesn't know this has happened, obviously.
No, that's why... Can't ever say
right, but listen. If he wants to get married at any stage in his life, he's going to have to get a divorce.
Yeah, but that's the thing. To get a divorce, we tried to do it. We rang.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if he's cut all his ties, he's eventually going to have to find this woman.
That's what I'm saying. He's had to come back to. He was literally he is engaged. He'd come back from Vegas randomly and was like, I don't believe in marriage anymore.
I mean, it may seem like a bit of a stupid question, but I'm going to say it anyway. I mean, is he really married? I mean, so what if he gets married again? I mean, is he really...
He's only breaking the law.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, he's legally Jason, yes.
I mean, how yes, can
if
they...
you're married by Elvis...
How can they track him down? It sounds like this is just going to be... No,
it goes through the system.
What system?
Hold on, what are you talking about? You can't question bigamy, Jay.
No, no, I'm not questioning. I'm just saying, no one's going to know, are they?
Yeah, I think they do know.
Who's they?
What's his plan, Josh?
Well, I think his plan is to never mention Vegas ever again. He starts sweating when anyone ever talks about it. Yeah.
Oh, And of course, a reminder, you can download future Andy Goldstein's Talksport Daily podcast via Spotify, Acast and Apple Podcasts. And before I go for real, let me tell you about lots of live football that's on Talksport over the weekend. Friday, that's tonight, in case you haven't got a calendar, at 7:45, it's Sunderland v Doncaster in League One. In fact, if you haven't got a calendar, it's probably best you don't know about that game. It's live on TalkSport 2 exclusively because no one else wanted it. The big ones, though, game day on Saturday, the 25th of January. I've already told you about Brentford against Leicester.
Mention me!
I have, Saggers. I mentioned you earlier. At 3 p.m, it's Southampton against Spurs. Of course, the FA Cup fourth round. And then at 5:30 or 17:30, if you only use a 24-hour clock, it's Hull against Chelsea. That's also the FA Cup fourth round. You know it is because the FA Cup fourth round weekend. Anyway, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, you can hear me back on the airwaves from 9 p.m. on Sunday night with Andy Brassel for another Transurban Express. And then I'm back with the fun boy from 10 p.m. on TalkSport on Monday night. That's it. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.